Today is Trinity Sunday. For this weekend, we celebrate the Feast of the Trinity. And the scripture readings, the reading from the book of Deuteronomy and the reading from the Gospel of Matthew, talk about God being present. And if there is one thing that we hold, one truth that we hold about God, is that our God is present. Our God is not distant. Our God is not far off. Our God is as close to us as we can imagine. God is closer than we are to our very selves. We are fashioned in the image and the likeness of God. We carry within ourselves the very mark of the divine. We are, if you would, an image, a physical, spiritual image of the living God. Moses tells his people, our God is different from the gods of our neighbors. Our God is present and active in our lives. And Jesus tells his disciples, be assured of this, I am with you every single day for as long as the world endures. Growth in the spiritual life fundamentally is growth around the appreciation of that truth. As men and women grow in their spiritual life, they grow in a deepened sense of the presence of God. They begin to see that in all circumstances, circumstances of joy and sorrow, circumstances of life and death, circumstances of trouble and success, whatever the circumstance is, God is not absent. That is not to say that God intervenes. That is not to say that God's job is to fix. God's job is to be present. God's job is to be there. God's job is to embrace the creature and the human situation. That's what God promised. As you and I gather in worship today, we gather with a profound sense of the presence of God in each of our lives. And maybe what we ought to do this evening as we pray is just open our minds and our hearts to see if we can more deeply sense the hand of God, the presence of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the justice of God, the compassion of God, the graciousness of God in the dailiness of our lives.